Breakfast with Refilwe Emolato
on Cape Talk.
Colin, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Refilwe. I'm doing well, and you?
Good, good. Thank you very much for joining us today. Won't you help us understand this 10 million rand that was spent by the province on 75 fires? This seems, on the face of it, to be quite a big number. But once you divvy it up, between manpower and logistics, it doesn't seem to be that much. How does it get split up?
Yeah, so there's a couple of aspects to it. I think what we do is remember that the aircraft don't belong to us. We have to contract them in. So they normally spend the winters up north when it's their fire season. So they come down here generally the beginning of December. We then use the aircraft until the end of March. And sometimes we extend to April, depending on what the fire season does. So that cost is broken up not only into flying costs, but we also have to carry the cost for the aircraft to get here, which is, you know, it's quite a long distance to fly. So we call them ferry costs. And then also the standing costs, which includes the fees for them to stand at air bases, the maintenance of the air bases, as well as, you know, pilot salaries, crew salaries, all that kind of stuff comes out of that money. And then, of course, every time we fly, there's an additional cost that has to go to.
Understandable. I mean, as I say, if you divvy it up, it's something a little bit over 130,000 rand a piece, which is not a lot when you think about the list that you've just given us. When you speak about the crew salaries, that's something that's been a little bit controversial in the press recently. Has that all been resolved?
Yes. What we did as the province is there were a couple of issues around the national contract for working on fire. But we decided just to ensure that we don't have that risk, we did our own tender, and we went out on tender, and so we're managing our own resources really at this stage.
And then just in terms of the number of fires, I mean, is this a surprising number to you, or is this something that is quite seasonally expected?
No, it's not surprising to us. And if you had to think about it, you know, the province is not the only person that carries costs. So we have about 10 years now, we've come up with what we call our rapid attack plan, or in other terms, the initial attack. So what we've tried to do is every time a fire breaks out and it's in a high risk area, so we do a lot of planning to determine which areas those are. If we get a fire breaking out, we try and control it within the first hour of it breaking out. Now, it might cost us, let's say, 110,000 rand to do that. But it saves, you know, millions. If we take, for example, the Claymont fire, if that was not dealt with very quickly, we could have lost the reservoirs there.